Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Hey, thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. I wanted to get to this from Brandon Nimmo, the new acquisition for the Texas Rangers. Mm. Now, I say acquisition because he was acquired.
That's true.
Via trade. I'm not sure if everybody heard. Marcus Semien's no longer with the Rangers.
I feel like people know, but that's good. That's good.
Dude, what timing? Right in the middle of a bad Cowboys game.
Yeah. Okay. So can I tell
that
you?
That trade was made, and then all of a sudden the Cowboys turned their game around.
Derek Holland broke that news to me.
Oh, he
because
did?
in our one of our group chats, he was like, "Oh, we're sending everybody away," and I was like, "What is this in reference to?"
Mm-hmm.
Because I was locked in on the game, and I was like, "Oh, dip."
Yeah, so he did. He texted us, and I went. I was like, "Hold on, look." And Kevin, it was buried, right? Like every text in your timeline was about the Cowboy game,
correct?
And then there is this one, like right in the middle of it. You're just like, "Oh, okay." And so I appreciated that. But it seemed like smart timing on Chris Young's part. He's like, everybody's paying attention to the Cowboy game right now.
By the way, Chris Young did say something that I appreciated, and we'll probably do this more with Derek Holland on Wednesday as part of Peace-a-thon, is it's been a stressful week for him knowing that they're moving on from so many of these World Series heroes. And I appreciate that, but also it was tough.
Some fan favorites that you're considering trading away.
Yep.
And trying to say, hold on, is this the right move? Are we seeing I think that a guy like Chris Young understands when a player has kind of reached their beginning to downfall, you know, if you will. And that's probably what they saw last year. Bob Nightingale said Brandon Nimmo, who had been with the Mets his entire career, says he would not have accepted a trade to the Rangers if they weren't planning to be a World Series contender again in the next few years. He was told they will not be in a rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I can believe that in a way. I think you're going to be – I don't think you're tossing money out.
Sure.
But I don't think that Chris Young wants to field a non-competitive team.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
I agree with that.
And I think Chris Young's going to try to figure out a way to build a competitive team with cheaper funds.
Yeah.
Which – could or couldn't work. I mean, I don't think he's going to say, let's just screw it and go with the farm team.
I agree.
But I think he's going to say, okay, how can I get... Because you said we're saving how much money on this trade?
Theoretically.
I
think theoretically you're saving $6 million per year.
Okay.
Something along those lines.
And so if that's the case, I think he's going to try and find another one that does that. And another one.
Yeah.
You know, something where...
Well, and then non-tendering those other four save you $20
exactly.
million. Dollars.
So trying to figure out how to field a competitive team while also rebuilding at the same time. It's not a technical rebuild. It's kind of what Jerry's done his whole career now.
Right.
And it's sometimes it's frustrating. And it might be frustrating down the stretch here. But it's that's what I foresee. I don't think it's complete. Let's go in the dumper and then see what happens from there.
Yeah.
And somebody said CY will turn into Nico if he trades Seager.
Okay,
guys,
so hold on.
Prepare for that.
Okay, let me ask you that. Don't you think most Rangers fans would define a trade of Corey Seager as a rebuild?
Yes.
I'm not saying it is, but I think they would.
Depending on what you put in place, yes. Right?
Yeah.
It really does depend on what you replace him with. Now, we can argue the bads of Corey Seager. There's plenty. Injury frequently. There's some disconnect between him and teammates. Like, there's lots of things.
Yeah.
And there's also the fact that the dude played probably his best defensive season this year and still crushes. Like, dude right. still rakes. So,
sure.
I got to figure out what that stands. But is he, you know, you got to find some leadership on this team. Hopefully you can. All right, let's go with some random stats real quick, Kevin. Trevor Lawrence was the only quarterback to throw 2+ interceptions and win this weekend. He threw 3.
Man, he had one interception too that I was like, "The crap in hell was that into the end zone?"
Oh, when he got picked, did you see the one where he got like thrown, spun around, the ball just flew up in the air and he was like, "Ah." His opponent was Arizona. The other quarterbacks played the Rams, Packers, and Detroit. So, his was not that bad.
Okay. All right.
Of all the people who fumbled this weekend, their teams went 4-6. So don't fumble the ball.
Huh. But maybe not as bad as I might have thought.
Could have been 0-10.
That is true. Although maybe they played each other. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I didn't dig that deep into it, Kevin. Top 10 passer records this weekend. Kevin, for the first time all season long, the top 10 passers have a better record than the top 10 rushers.
Good job, passers.
Top 10 passers, 7-3 this weekend. Top 10 rushers, 6-4.
Okay.
So not by much, but better.
Yeah.
That brings us to the grand total of 54, 52, and 2 for top 10 passers. 78 and 25 and 2 for the top 10 rushers.
Good job, rushers.
Hits or misses from the weekend, gentlemen?
I want the hits, though I once again would like my objection noted that sometimes I think the crossing of these categories perplexes me.
From 214, we lost to Arizona. Like I said, his opponent wasn't that bad.
That's a spirit.
honorable mention. Lots of honorable mentions today. Mm. Elijah Clark. Do you see what he did, dude?
Yes. He felt like he literally embodied the Chumbawamba song.
I get knocked down.
Yeah. Surely that video exists,
right?
Did
you ever hear the guy that thought the lyrics were, I got no job, but I'm an opera fan?
What?
I know, man. Excuse me while I kiss the sky. You ever
was
heard that one?
Hold on. Was that first one you?
Well, no.
No. Okay.
Oso Digizua. Very good timing on that sack. Good game from him. And this is a guy that we've, Kevin, questioned, where you been, dude?
Yes.
And guess what happens? Yes. You put more talent on that defense, and that defense looks better.
Yeah.
Is that a revelation to Jerry right now? Do you think he's like, holy crap, guys, we got to go get more talent?
Yeah, kind of feels like it is, and people are like, yeah.
Did y'all see how quickly this thing turned around? Let's go get more talent. Dude. That is a sexy pick. Also honorable mention, Dak, 354 yards, 2 touchdowns, plus the pick. But the dub.
Feels like you're positive with that.
Well, he ran one in. He ran one in, too. He dove one in, Kevin.
Okay.
And then George Pickens, 9 catches, 146 yards, and a touchdown. Nice job on him. And last honorable mention, Nashawn Wright, former Cowboy.
Oh, real quick on Pickens.
Leads the NFL in interceptions.
How excited were you when he didn't make one of those catches and they called a penalty? Not only because it was good for the Cowboys, but also it kept his perfect target for catch ratio in place.
I did not care about that at all, but now I do, Kevin, because of you.
No, me neither.
I will add this, though. What did I tell you before the season? I wish that I had a pass interference yards stat to go along with it, because Pickens would be getting that, too.
Absolutely.
Number 3 on the hits and misses of the weekend, Myles Garrett, sacks 16, 17, and 18, ladies and gentlemen, and he has 6 games left.
So he has at least 3 games this season with 3+ sacks.
Yes, dude.
And I need to check. It could be more.
Absolute monster. Number 2, Jaxon Smith-Njigba, 8 catches, 167 yards, 2 touchdowns, now the single season leader in yards for Seattle.
How impressive is it when you can do that this early in the season?
That's pretty impressive. Can he get to 2,000? That is a number that we're like, we will be like holding our breath to see. Jaden Daniels was evaluated coming out of Washington's bye. Sources say this Sunday's game against Bronco is a long shot.
Yeah, and even if it weren't, why? What's he playing for?
Yeah. Number one, you know, to get the offense in rhythm for next year.
No. Look, I believe in momentum. I don't know how I feel about that crossover year-over-year momentum, but okay.
It could happen. Number one on the hits of the weekend, Jahmyr M.F.N. Gibbs. 219 rushing yards, two total. 11 catches. 11 catches for 42 yards plus that 69. Nice. Should have been a walk-off rushing touchdown, but the NFL was like, we got to give them a chance, too.
All right, so you weren't saying it was a walk-off because at the end he literally was just, like, walking because no one was even close to him.
Yeah, dude, that was pretty awesome to watch him do what he does so well. But the NFL, like Fox definitely did say, we do not care about the rest of this game. Thank you, Detroit, for scoring so we can move on.
All right. I'm really glad that you said that because you and I were in the midst of a text conversation. And I was like, man, now I need the Giants to either score really quickly or just get shut down.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, oh, yeah, that was stupid. Like, obviously, Fox is like, are you kidding me? Mm-hmm. Why? I'm not running the rest of this game. Get to the Cowboys.
Honorable mention for the misses over the weekend. I wrote probably Baker. That was before. I mean, he'd thrown two interceptions. He had already done that. He got 41 yards and then could only play the first half because somehow he hurt his shoulder. DJ Moore, two touchdowns on 64 yards. I dropped him in fantasy this week, and then he went out and scored like that, and that's infuriating. That's why he's in my honorable mentions for misses, because it's a miss on my part, guys.
Mm.
All right, number three, Jameis Winston. 336 yards, most passing yards this weekend, I believe. Two touchdowns, one interception, one sack, a receiving touchdown, but they lost, and their defensive coordinator got fired.
Oh, see, and I thought you were going to give him credit for the hype-up speech,
too. He got their defensive coordinator fired, dude.
Did he?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Doesn't feel like Like, this was a long
time. He went out there and did everything he could. Number two, J.J. McCarthy. Two interceptions, 34.2 passer rating. I saw this morning, Alec. I thought you might like this. Evidently, J.J. McCarthy has averaged 9 fantasy points per game since introducing his alter ego, 9.
So stupid.
Come on, dude.
That's just now, I feel bad.
So bad.
I feel bad that the dude's in concussion protocol, but Kevin, we have 1 week after another, we have been trying to figure out if this is a good quarterback or not. Do we have a decision? We're not even a full season in.
See, I think because of that is why we're not all the way with a decision yet, but clearly the arrow is pointing to no.
Yeah, it seems like the rest of the world is looking at him going, I don't think so. You got Justin Jefferson, and you aren't doing any better than this. You got other problems on your hands.
Yes.
And the number one miss of the weekend, the Raiders. They gave up 10 sacks this weekend. 10 in one game, not 2 games. 10 in one game.
And even 10 in 2 games, you're like, whoa, that's a lot.
Which, that does bring us back to one of the hits is Myles Garrett being awesome. But you gave up more to the Browns. Now, the Browns are good defense. But man, that was bad. Now, anybody out there that's talking about Myles Garrett, they can definitely say what they said last week to start it. Hey, it's the Raiders. You know, come on, guys. It's the Raiders.
I don't care. If you get 7 sacks in the span of 2 games, awesome.
And then that leaves me just enough time to discuss this. Kevin, I was in the bathroom moments ago.
Oh, God.
And I saw a guy from another station.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Can you believe that?
Oh, like one of our stations?
Yeah, the guy from Jack FM.
I thought you were like Corby's walking around over there, and you're like, hold on.
No, that would be weird. But I saw a guy from Jack FM, and he was like, hey, man, how's Peace-a-thon going? I was like, dude, we got some really awesome stuff. We're going to get the link up today, I do believe, as long as somebody can get all that taken care of. And we were having a chat about it. I was talking about my wife.
okay.
We're having a chat about it. And he goes, I'm just proud to say that I was there whenever y'all came up with this crazy idea. And I didn't know if it was going to work or not. And here we are. And I was like, I'm still not sure if it works or not. But I
makes a lot of some money.
I am happy about this. So Peace-a-thon happening this Wednesday at RJ Duke Sports Cards and Memorabilia. I can't wait to be there. Derek Holland's going to be there. Maybe even some other cool guests and fun stuff going on. Lots of cool items, and we will have the auction site up very soon. And Kevin, I also did see our former producer Parker, who now runs radio. I asked him to give Reggie a hug.
Oh, yeah.
Reggie called me on Friday and said that he hugged Parker for me, but would not hug Parker for Parker. And that was a little upsetting because I felt like Parker needed it. But they do have a professional relationship that they have to keep intact.
Now, Corey, I'm hoping this is allowable. There's going to be more than this. We're going to talk more in depth about it tomorrow when the auction site will be live and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to have autograph items from Troy Aikman, Emmett Smith, Gordie Howe, Wyatt Langford, Paige Beckers, Drew Pearson, Matthew Stafford, Ed Belfour, Brett Hull, Bobby Hull, Ricky Williams, Vince Young, Ronald Reagan, Mike Trout, Jay Novacek, Dan Marino, Derek Lively, Ian Kinsler, Earl Campbell, Jason Terry, Chris Jericho, Zach Martin, and Brandon Aubrey. And that is not the entire list.
Is that a lot?
It feels like a lot.
Is that good?
Trust me, it feels like a lot. Well, I'll let you know once we close out business on Wednesday whether or not it was good. We'll also have suites for the Cowboys and Rangers, dinners with the shows, in-game experiences, golf, cabins, sports trading cards, Pokemon cards, a chance to be on the KNC Masterpiece. It is going to be an extravaganza. We'll go more
in. Are you replacing me?
No.
Oh.
Have there been segments where that thought has crossed my mind? Obviously. But I've thought about replacing myself on this show, too.
Yes,
with the Vegas Raiders and all of that. But we're going to go more in depth on this tomorrow, and the auction site will be up by then. But just wanted to give you guys a sneak preview. It is going to be massive. I will go ahead and say this right here, right now, Corey. Wednesday is going to be the biggest on-air event in the history of our station.
Wow. And we had a World Series parade on the station.
with the exception of the Rangers winning the World Series on our station and the ensuing parade, this will be the third biggest on-air event in the history of our station.
I just got a message from Tolo CJ. He said, did Kevin just say Ronald Reagan?
Yes. That's correct.
He absolutely said Ronald Reagan.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Fair question,
trickle down.
Coming up next, come on. It's time for Wanker of the Weekend. The Eagles, Ja Morant, and Jessica Haegland, among other people. Let's do Wanker of the Weekend next on The Fan.
Two tight ends. Eagles show a blitz. They give it to Turpin, and he trips over the 30-yard line and fumbles the ball. At the 35, and the Eagles have this one.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for Wanker of the Weekend, 877-881-1053. If you have somebody that you would like to nominate, and go ahead and give me cut number 22, honestly, because the Mavericks lost to the Grizzlies, but there's something else to talk about from that game.
Aldama covered up, can't get free for a three. Spencer, that is a three, and down the well it goes for Cam Spencer.
So, Ja Morant was talking some trash afterwards. Does he deserve to be considered for Wanker of the Weekend? Because Klay Thompson said after the fact, he's a funny guy. He has a lot to say all the time, especially for a guy who rarely takes accountability. Ouch!
Yeah, and he was like, that's what his legacy is going to be.
Yep.
Yeah. And Klay can say that as, like, right, his Maverick tenure is going to be like, all right, man, congratulations, that was fine. But
yes,
like, he was a special player for Golden State. And one of those dudes at the top of the league alongside Klay as they were going to those championships over and over. And so he's got, you know, his thoughts on that player. And they had some feuds whenever they were at Golden State, too, because of that. So he doesn't like that guy. I don't think they like each other at all, Kevin.
I think that is very fair. I've got some more serious ones, or do you want fun ones?
I got one real quick. Can I throw this
away? Okay, please.
Is Luka a wanker? For at the end of his press conference going, did you see the Cowboys?
I think it's delightful. And it just makes people all the madder that, like, he not only liked it here, he was building his house, his dream house here, and he's keeping up with the local sports teams.
Yeah, it hurts.
Yeah.
It does hurt, man.
So I guess it's probably still Nico. Even though he got fired, it's still him.
I would also like to refer to my dog as a wanker of the weekend, Kevin.
What?
Red Rocket?
No.
Oh.
Dude.
Gross.
Gosh.
Kids listening.
Too far, Kevin. Yeah, kids are out of school right now, bro.
Thanksgiving
week.
That's
a good point.
Yeah.
Dang it. Well, you know
and
what?
The first thing they do is turn us on and leave us on.
It's Wanker of the Weekend. School districts for getting soft and giving these kids too much time off.
Weeks off, dude. Yeah, this is ridiculous. My dog got a couple of our plants off the counter. Took them into the living room and then shook them all over the place.
Oh, no.
So there was dirt, soil, in our rug. And on Sunday, after walking on it for 2 days, I was like, this is disgusting. I had to get I had to move everything out of the way, pick that. It's a giant-ass rug, all right? I had to move all the tables, pick up the rug.
It's a Plano rug.
Yes, it is. Take it outside and then hit it with a baseball bat to get all the dirt out. Because my son was using the thing that you hit rugs with. He broke it because he was using it as a sword. And so I had to get my baseball bat out, get all that. Dude, that was a lot of work. You know any tables we have?
Yeah, lots.
So stop it, Kodak.
Okay. Well, you know what? As long as we're calling out family members. And I mentioned this in crosstalk, but this is a true thing. Is Jessica Haegland, who I love dearly, the wanker of the weekend. She, Noah has butt strep right now, which is a thing. And so in order to communicate that to the doctor, she took pictures of the inside of Noah's butt.
Have you heard this, Alec?
I heard it this morning, but it doesn't get any less concerning.
Yep. This is happening.
And so Mike's wife, who's our pediatrician, and my mom have the same first name. So instead of sending the b-hole pictures to the doctor, she sent unsolicited b-hole pictures to my mom.
Thank you.
What is?
Dang it.
What is? What was the first response from your mother?
I'm pretty sure.
WTF?
No.
Okay.
It was much nicer than that. I'm pretty sure it was like, oh, it looks like it could be this. And she decided to try and diagnose the issue. Sorry, Mom. We went with the doctor. But, oh, no. No, that's it. She asked if he was constipated. And I was like, I just need you to give context to my mom just to be sure. From the 214, OMG, from the 817, OMG.
There are concerns, yeah.
Yeah.
So how does this happen?
All right.
How does it happen?
Because somebody said, what the hell is butt strep? So it's essentially the same issue with strep throat, but instead of your throat, it's in your butt.
No, but how does it happen? Eric Chiafalo looks confused and excited at the same time.
I don't know. And here's the other thing, Eric. I'm just going to talk to you directly through the window.
And the implication.
We have had some issues with potty training Noah. So sometimes he walks around the house with no pants on. And I was like, oh, man, this butt strep is contagious. Like, he's not contained by the usual constraints of underpants and pants or shorts or whatever. He's just walking around in case he needs to run to the bathroom. And so I am concerned about also contracting butt strep. But I'll tell you this.
But so would it only be?
Yes.
It wouldn't get somewhere else?
So here's the thing.
Like you're going to have elbow strep?
It is possible. No. But like if you're not clean, I don't know, and you weren't washing your hands, it could transfer. But what I learned is butt strep mostly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It only is contagious to other kids, but I would rather get that than actual strep this week.
Oh, yeah,
because
for
of
sure.
Peace-a-thon.
Strep's brutal, bro. It really is.
And
especially for, like, I know anybody else out there, but for what we do, it's almost impossible. It really is.
And I know people are asking, did somebody cough into his butt? Not as far as I know. I believe that it's kind of different. But I also didn't finish the rest of the phone call with Mrs. Bassick to get information about how you get butt strep. But it's a thing. Look it up. It has like a more official term, but yes, yes. See, people are sending in. Yes, that's a real thing. Now, unfortunately, the stories I have from here are really crushingly horrible. That's why I wanted to pick up your spirits with that.
With butt strip.
Yes.
All right. I'll honestly say this. Because we just got a tweet. I thought my kid was the only one who. Yeah.
It's a real thing.
This today is absolutely the most times butt strap has ever been mentioned on radio.
That makes sense.
In the history of radio.
Yeah. Yuck it up now, Chia Follow. You got three kids.
Mm-hmm.
Triple likely to happen. I don't know. Actually, I don't know.
Is that a threat? I don't know if you should be threatening him.
No, I'm not.
On radio.
It's not meant as a threat.
I'm going to bottle this stuff up and throw it in the house.
No.
That is apparently not how. Never mind. I'm not. Nope. I'm not.
Nobody
doing
knows.
That.
Nobody knows how it happens. It's just one of those things that has been bestowed upon us via science.
Okay. As long as I'm talking to the audience and Chia Follow, real honestly, I want you to be proud of me. This is how I've developed as a human.
Mm-hmm.
Jess said that he was having an issue, and she was like, you know, kind of that area between the bits and pieces and the b-hole. And I did not yell out the taint. I wanted to, mm-hmm. but she was on the phone with the doctor at a time where it felt like we had seriously figured this out, and she was worried about having to take him to the pediatric ER, and I'm pretty sure I would have got a death stare if I just yelled out, it's the taint! Like, I feel like I really...
Thank you.
Shoot. I really would have gotten in trouble for that. So, that is maturation.
And so, here's another thing, too. Your son likes to say words that you say.
You know what you know what phrase he said over the weekend that just looked right at me? Because he said it in the perfect context, too. He goes, what the hell? And I was like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And so Jess looked right at me. And I was like, oh, that's my fault.
Yeah, it was when Lucy started dropping the F-bombs. And like it was like she's, you know, running and tripped and she dropped it. And I was like, that was the right time to say that. Like,
yes.
That's the reason to say
yes.
it. I was proud more than I was concerned.
Yeah. But it is concerning as well. So, yeah.
These words.
I really got to fix that up. And a lot of people are giving other anatomy lessons or different things they want it called. So
what else do they want? Oh yeah. I don't know if you can say that on air.
Yeah, we probably won't get into.
But I had a teacher who that was his last name.
This feels like the perfect time for the Woolly Bully top 10 to like other words for that.
Butt strip area.
Unfortunately, a lot of terrible things in college football. UAB had a player arrested for stabbing two teammates. Georgia backup offensive lineman Nylar Daniels was arrested for child endangerment and, of course, road endangerment because it is Georgia. And then Colorado State suspended a quarterback for and lineman for spitting.
All right, there it is.
But that wasn't
the NFL.
Yeah,
but even
that wasn't
still
the NFL.
I was like, this is people know now, right?
Yeah,
they should know better at this point. Yet here we are with people still spitting on people, and not in the fun way, you know, like the Gleekin stuff. And that way, this is just like, I don't like you, spit. No, that's mm-hmm. not, guys, stop, mm-hmm. that's gross.
Mm-hmm.
Stop it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, quick on-air piece-a-thon question. Somebody donated two really good Mavs tickets, like really good, for piece-a-thon, and they said, no problem, I'm willing to donate another pair if we want to add to the list.
Hey man, it's for a good cause.
Yes.
I'll take them.
Okay, actually, the tickets he sent were for the Nuggets Mavericks game on December 23rd, and I was like, "Oh, Dip, I want those," you know. And so, like, I might be in the midst
because why?
Of bidding for that because I want to see Cooper Flagg against the best player in the NBA.
That's not Luka.
Yeah, because Luka's not the best player in the NBA. And I don't understand.
Wow!
I don't understand why that turns into, you're such a hater. Like, hater. He's like, what? Well, he's one of the best players in the NBA. If you want to tell me he's second, that's fine. He's not as good as Jokic. That's a fact.
Who would you take one-on-one?
Okay, well, that is a different question. I don't need the new version of the big fundamental in a one-on-one game, all right? Like, all right, I'm not, yeah. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, feels like we got a whole lot of ground to cover with the G-Bag Nation. We will do that next right here on The Fan.
Worked for the Eagles before. Prescott with a play fake on first down. A lot of time. Deep ball. Left side, Pickens. Up in the air. High point at the 12. How about you, Pickens? Little high step away from the tackle. How about you?
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan right now. Courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is he today?
Terrific, Higgy. How are you?
Man, I'm doing great, except for that one thing we just talked about. But interestingly enough, a lot of people have said that they kept the faith throughout the game, and I'm proud of those people. I was not one of those people. I thought when it was 14 to nothing, you were probably cooked just because of the way the game was flowing. Was there a point in the game that you were like, we lost? And if so, what was it?
You know, I think down three score still, there's enough time.
Like,
if you're down three with 10 minutes to go, I would have given up hope. But the fact that they were shooting themselves in the foot and had basically given the Eagles short fields, I thought there was still enough room that I didn't want to turn it off yet.
It was the Aubrey missed field goal.
I could see
As soon as Brandon Aubrey misses a 51-yarder, it's 21-7 still, I'm like, this is just, it's not your day. This is just, what is happening? Please stop. Why is this happening? I hate this. I don't like life anymore. I just want to go and cry in a corner. But they found a way. I mean, another three and out. I mean, I'm thinking to myself, eventually the defense is going to have to stop getting stops. They didn't.
They kept going.
Oh, they sure did. And it was even better going back on the rewatch.
Oh, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's nice.
What was it that maybe, and I know y'all will dive into it on the show, any little thing you can tell us that looked better on the rewatch than maybe even people realize, like, in the regular run of the game?
I mean, I think that the pressure you could tell, but just the way that they played, I thought Fowler, and you guys actually have talked about Fowler today.
Yes.
He was way more impressive to me on the rewatch. But the coverage on the back end, there were times where even when there was no pressure, Hurts had to hold the ball because they covered so well on the back end. There really wasn't anywhere to go. The first couple drives, we know, it was a struggle. I mean, Revel on the inside route to Brown got beat there. There was a bang-bang play with Carson along the sideline, but the coverage got better as the game went on. And TriQuest Bridges, as soon as he had to step on the field, I mean, I said it to Brian in the booth. I'm like, oh, my gosh, what is going on here? He held his own out there. I mean, it was impressive to watch the secondary because you know the men and those defensive tackles are awesome. But I thought that Fowler was much better than initially watched, and the secondary, the coverage was actually a lot better.
The way they ran the football. Yeah, when you go back, if you just, you know, and it was difficult to kind of see it as the game was going on because of how much, you know, how well Philadelphia plays those defensive tackles and the linebackers. And, you know, where you're sitting there live watching, you're like, gosh dang, they're not getting anything. Go back and watch the tape. Beebe did a hell of a job. Smith, Booker, you know, Span Ford, those guys all did a really, really nice job when it came. Williams ran with toughness. Davis found a couple of holes. Man, it was not easy, but man, it looked a lot better on tape than it did live.
Yeah, I was continually impressed by the toughness that the Cowboys' run game shows throughout. And I know that's a reflection also on the offensive line to an extent, but man, it feels like Javonte Williams is like, there's no pile or lack of space that he's like, the hell there isn't.
The problem you had is when you get down in the red zone and the coach forgets how to run the ball.
Thank you.
That's doesn't call runs.
From the eight problem. To the two.
Yeah. He loves those weapons he has to throw to, and he just forgets that he has another one to run with.
It is very difficult to sit there and run it like they did and not give it a couple of cracks, you know, down there. That's always the mystery to me, how sometimes you could drive the ball with nice balance, make a couple of runs, run it down there close, and then decide you want to throw the ball down there. Yeah, that's the difficult thing.
So there's nothing that jumps to mind. You're like, this is the why. that he's not doing it.
Oh, I have no idea. I really don't.
Is Dak maybe checking out of it?
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that to me, you know, you're good enough to where, you know, down there you can line up and put him under center, put Dak under center, and get enough push to get a yard.
For sure.
Yeah, I know. I tell you what, though, they the second half, though, they had a play that where they gave up a negative. They had a third and one, and they gave up a negative run. And maybe that's why you're kind of dealing with that. But overall, though, I just watching it, I was just like, God, they got to run the ball down there. They got to try, you know, and they don't even do that. But, you know, they were able to
come away. It's never been Dak's strength. You know, I don't know if he's above average or below league average at it, but I feel like passing inside the 10-yard line is just not Dak's bag.
Yeah, it's tough. The field shrinks on him a little bit. And, you know,
tough on everybody. Yeah. That's why everybody wants to run it in.
I'll tell you what, the plays, and we'll get to it. Like I said, I'm going to break it down. There's a couple of routes that were open, and they just couldn't get the ball out, or they didn't make the decision quick enough to get it to where it needed to be throwing it. But Dak, he had another one of those problems. I mean, he had a great game. Don't get me wrong, but he had a play action. I know, Zach, if you might have seen it, where he had a play action pass where he never saw a Bond.
Yeah,
he never saw him. Yeah. It should have been an interception. It was a play action. Dak's been great on play action.
Unbelievable.
And he turned his back, and when he turned back around, he threw the ball, and he was trying to get the ball to Lamb. Lamb had absolutely no shot on that one. Bond was right there. It was lucky the ball didn't get picked.
Since you mentioned CeeDee Lamb, it's been particularly egregious against the Eagles, but concern level on some of these seemingly pedestrian catches that have turned into drops.
Well, three of the catches that he had opportunities for, the Eagles made defensive plays where they got, you know, when you're talking about Mitchell and you're talking about DeJean, those guys, they're tough to deal with. If you don't extend your hands to catch, these guys know how to play and get their hands inside on you. It happened a couple different times. The interception that Blankenship got was just Dak. That was just a poorly thrown ball. Yeah. I mean, that's – and he had no business throwing that ball. That was a bad decision on his part. But Lamb had two where he had to extend. Both hit his hands. Both are catches he has to make. I think a lot of this has to do – the long one they hit him on the free play was a beautiful, beautiful catch.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that you got to give Philadelphia some credit for the way that they played him, the way they knocked the ball away from him a couple times. But then also, too, the two drops he had were the ones I think they're more on him than anything else.
I like having Lamb. I just think, you know, this is normal life for most NFL teams with star wide receivers. Like, it's going to be toxic sometimes. It's not going to be – if I'm Lamb, I think now's a good time to review all the leadership stuff that he was coming into training camp so hot about, had the best attitude. You know, he and George were, you know, doing their thing. But also, it was like CD was turning over a new leaf and saying goodbye to that guy that we saw in the Packers game that was petulant and me first. And I think that's resurfaced a little bit. So sometimes you need a little bit of a reminder. As a fan base, this is normal for a wide receiver. When they don't play well, they're going to throw a fit. And it's fine, but that's the cost of doing business, right? Only Nico trades superstar players in those situations.
Anything particular for you, Chiafalo? Was there a moment that you were stopped? And how stunned are you, even if you watched how it all played out, that the Cowboys came back and won the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's extremely stunning the way that they were able to do that. The amount of things that they did to screw themselves.
It reminded me
of the
A&M South Carolina game is how I felt like it played out similarly.
Wow, yeah, that's a great pull. How about you with two of your favorite teams in basically back-to-back weeks?
And that's
enjoying
what makes
that.
Yeah, that's what makes this one all the more impressive, because at least for A&M, you were theoretically supposed to really control that team. Nobody thought that the Cowboys, maybe they'll win, but nobody thought you're just going to run all over the Eagles. So to make that comeback is pretty astonishing.
Yeah, and it's incredible just where the Eagles are at right now, where they continue to just throw the ball. They have no belief in their run game, and your run defense was awesome yesterday.
It was fantastic.
Like the way they were able to control the line of scrimmage, and I am looking forward to some of the breakdown here from the All-22 from Broadus, because I was noticing the same thing where it feels like there were times where even when the pass rush wasn't really getting there super quick, Jalen Hurts felt like he had nowhere to go with the football. So that was big, but seeing guys like Osa and Quinnen Williams making big plays like that, and I thought Overshown looked a little bit more comfortable, mm-hmm. had some nice plays in the open field, making some tackles.
Yes.
And so that was really, really nice to see. Because we all love that guy.
The first two tackles on the drive that ended with the Osa sack, he made an open field tackle for no yardage and also stopped the Eagles player short
yep.
of getting the first down, which led to the awesomeness that was that Osa sack. What do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Pure Gold as always, Heggy. Thanks for asking. Shoddy Presser is scheduled for 5:05, so we'll hear from Coach coming up in just over 3 hours. Right out of the gates, we'll continue our reactions on a glorious, victorious Cowboys Monday.
I like that. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece. Remember, you can catch us tomorrow at Taco Bueno in Mesquite off of Town East, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105.3 The Fan.
See, the Peace-a-thon link might be up at 5 o'clock today, Kevin.
Oh!
Keep an eye on the social medias for the KNC Masterpiece for more.
I better hustle.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.